And if you wanted to indicate that you weren't talking about Mr. Cooper, but you were talking about his wife, you'd say, I meant
Mrs. Cooper.
Mrs. Cooper.
Would you say it again, please?
Mrs. Cooper.
I heard a Cooper there. I wonder if it was an accident. I think it was. And if you want to refer to the woman who married your uncle, you might say who married my uncle, you might say, this woman wasn't my aunt. No, it wasn't your aunt, it was mine. So you'd say...
It was his aunt.
Or,
your aunt.
Okay, and Mr. Eisenhower has now been restored his rank of a 5-star...
General.
Do you ever have a word for a part-time preacher who isn't a very good one? Sort of derogatory term.
A student, you mean?
Well,
student
he fills in, or he's not a real preacher. He does something else for a living, but he's just filling in until he gets somebody else.
Oh, what is they call that?
A
bad
substitute.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, but do you ever call him anything like, there's some real corkers. Bible banger.
No, I never heard that.
Yard axe.
No. Never heard that. Jack Lake
preacher?
No. Dad, we don't know our slang.
Good Southern term, isn't it?
I don't know. I've heard them refer
to I can call some of them something. They better be doing something else.
Some
are all right, yes.
They do the best they can.
Yes, some of them.
The man before whom a trial is conducted in court is called a
judge.
And the person who goes to school might be called a pupil, but he might be called
a scholar
or a
student.
And the lady who takes dictation and writes letters for the boss?
Secretary?
What do you call the town officers around here? There's the mayor and the...
Mayor and alderman.
City officials.
Alderman. And you're not a Canadian, you're an...
American.
And the fellow is not a white man, his skin is brown or black. He's called a...
Colored man or...
Colored or...
And if you wanted to get out of town, you might call him a... Do you have a name that you want to call him? You don't like him?
Oh,
well, skunk.
You call him nigger?
Niggers.
Yes. Well, unless some of them are not niggers, I'd just soon chase out of town with some niggers
yes,
at times.
Yes.
And of course, if you wanted to talk to him in his face, you'd say, well, you're a...
Colored man.
Or
a Negro.
Negro?
Negro. Colored.
Colored would be all right, too. You wouldn't call him a coon, would you?
No.
Now, there's some times you find a man who doesn't get to town very often, and when he does get to town, he looks rather foolish because he's been away for so long. Call him a...
Mike?
Well,
greenhorn, I guess.
You ever call him a hick?
A hick, yes.
Backwoodsman?
Yes.
Hey,
Hillbilly.
Hillbilly?
Yes.
Hayseed?
Yes, Hayseed.
I've heard him call that, yes.
The man who brings the letters every day is called
a postman.
And you're walking down the street and your wife wants to stop and look at the window. You want to go on. She'll say to you.
She's window shopping.
Or she'll say to you, you want to go on. She'll tug at your arm and say, just...
A minute.
Say
just wait a minute.
Just a
second or a minute.
Wait a minute, Jess. You've said that to me a lot of times.
I guess that's what he's after. Yeah. I don't know.
And if somebody asks you how many miles it is to Ohio, they might also ask
how far is it to it?
Finish this to.
Hmm?
To where?
How far
is it to Ohio?
It's a town by that name, isn't it? Around here. Well, it's in Bureau County, I guess. Not too close.
No.
It's east of here. Now, if you find a quarter in the Davenport there, you might say, look.
What I found.
Or look where?
Look here, huh?
I'd say losers weep, but finders keepers.
Somebody asks you how many times a week you go to town. They might also ask him the same question by saying how
often do you go to town?
He says often. I say often. He says often.
I say often. I think most of the time. Somebody said, I'm not going to do it, and you didn't want to do it either. You might say, me?
Either.
Not me.
And this is my, right here, my...
Forehead. For it.
this is my left ear, this is my
right ear.
I didn't shave since 5:30 this morning. Let's say I have a heavy
beard.
And my